Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to The Michael Dresser Show. And Helen Chen with us is an international speaker, best-selling author, business consultant, and an authority on the subject of relationship. And she is the author of The Matchmaker of the Century. Helen, hi. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
The Matchmaker of the Century. That's the book. You know, very interesting. Because you've been all over, you've been in, you know, USA, Taiwan, Asia, Singapore, India, Japan, etc. When you're dealing with matchmaking, you know, in relationship, is there a commonality of things that connect people together? You know, we live in so many different cultures. We look at things a little bit differently. We express differently. But in the end result, when you came right down to it, how do people from different countries relate to each other?
Maybe the culture different, maybe the color different, but then down to this subject, when we talk about the love, people are same. You can see the woman fall in love, how they shy. You can see when woman fall in love, how their eyes pop out. And you just can see this. It doesn't matter what kind of culture, what kind of nationality. You can see and you can tell. People want to fall in love, and deep inside their heart, they just have a strong desire to really find their real match.
So what really it comes down to is when you get rid of all of the window dressing, we're human beings and we all want the same thing.
Yes, they all want to be loved, and then they want to love someone.
Now, matchmaking for you, where was it that the light turned on for you and you said, this is what I want to do?
I actually very sensitive about this relationship, and then I like to be, you know, I believe in love. I mean, I always say in love, we trust. So it's like so important for me to see the people fall in love. I want the people to get married. I want them to have a family. I want them to have a children. So I mind people's business when it comes to if you're single, then right away I target you.
Okay, now when we talk relationship, is it one of the most important things in a relationship is do I have to have that right relationship with myself before I can have one with you?
Yes, yes, yes. You need to be really, really independent, and you need to be mature. You need to love yourself before you can love somebody else.
Now, by the way, in this country, in the USA in particular, in the last 5-10 years, we have so many single moms, so many women that are raising families that just don't want to get married or can't find that right person. How do we move beyond that? Because for the most part, I would think deep down they would truly want to be with somebody, but something stops it.
It's not like they cannot find somebody. They find it already. But then when problem comes, or it's sometimes when people get into some type of a habit or somebody have some drawback, they couldn't stand it. So it's not like they didn't find someone. You know, when they fall in love, when they have a baby, when they have the parents, like a father and mother, or the marriage going on, they're actually in love. But what happened is that when somebody maybe, you know, have some bad habit or bad temper or whatever way, even themselves as a single mom, you say, they're not mature enough, and then they cannot go through this kind of time for people to really know each other, and then they couldn't really bear through, or they don't want to. And so they get into, like, I'd rather to be alone because I don't want to take your shit, or I just cannot, you know, taking your this garbage. And sometimes people have a bad temper. That's just what happened.
Okay, now, when let's say you can settle all of these things and you go beyond that, how much have you found that fear stops a relationship?
The thing is, like, you know, within the 3 years when you marry and come from different culture, different education, different background of family, different breakfast, to put it very simple, you know, different way of a brush teeth. And that kind of small things making people cannot get together, and then they decide they don't want to suffer. But if they can bear through in the 3 years and willing to go through this marriage, usually I see people doing well. But in the 3 years at the beginning, I would say 80% is suffering because at the beginning it's painful, you know. And you need to go through it. And because you want to have a marriage, because you want to have a family, and you want to love someone, and you really want to keep this marriage going on, you should try harder to communicate and actually believe you can go through, and then you will.
Over the years, what I have found, which is interesting, one of the major causes for divorce is money. And I think that in and of itself seems to be a major problem with couples. Also, in addition to the problem of maybe not having enough money, it's the understanding what money is and how it operates. And with most couples, when they get together, I wonder how many of them actually sit down and say, let's talk about money. What does it mean to you? Define it, and let's see if we can get a common definition here.
For the money is not the problem. It's just people don't want to suffer the poor, right? They don't want to be poor. And they want to be, like, do everything good. Like, for example, like, you know, everybody want to get an iPhone, and you want to have two iPhones. Somebody even uses three iPhones. It's like the money, the way of they spend. And people too much believe in the materialism. It's like they buy the bigger house than they can carry, or they buy the luxury car, which they don't really need, or it's like in this time they're not really supposed to have financially. But the people want to go to luxury instead of, like, you know, thinking about what is real for both of them. This is one of the way of how you spend money. The other thing is your ability of making money. It's very, very important you have the ability to earn money. Not like I want to spend money, but then I don't want to make. And that making the problem, like, oh, you make it, okay, and then everybody depend on the other person to make it, and everybody spend more than they have, and then they fight. So this is not the things like a money issue. It's the responsibility and how much you devote to making money and how you decide to financially you plan out. So without this planning, without this ability to making money, of course you get into the fight. But that kind of fight is not because money problem. It's because you are not mature to really understand how much it takes to get what you want.
Now, by the way, I think the word mature is extremely important. 50 years ago, people met, you know, man and woman met, they got married, they fell in love, they kind of knew what a relationship was. But I think when we're dealing with today, I wonder seriously if most of the young ones coming up really understand the dynamic of a relationship, because it's not something that you automatically can do. I think it's a learned process.
Yes, the relationship is the way you build it up. You have to build up, like you build the building, like you build up your career. You have to really know how to do it. It's the technology, it's the knowledge, it's the ability, and you need to learn to do it. Not like automatically come with somebody falling in love with you and then so beautiful and then everything from now on, everything is no problem. It's very important you learn and you build up this relationship by daily working hard to communicate and love, and you really want to know how to do that, and you have to willing to do that to make this dream come true, not like come with nothing. And you don't want to ask so much about what I want. You should always think, what should I give?
Now, by the way, very important question also. Statistics in the U.S., 1 out of 3 relationship marriages don't work. What would it be because, and this is a question, because they don't know what they're getting into in the first place. And in 6 months and a year after they're into it, it's not what they thought it was going to be, and that's when the problems start. Is it because they walk in blind?
It's a shocking. Like, wow, how come marriage is this way? You know, because they are expecting to be loved. And I'm thinking a lot of things come from the education, because now don't have enough children at home. So everybody only have one, I'm the single son or only one daughter. They are over spoiled. And then they're thinking about they should get everything they want. For example, like one family, and then they have a grandfather, grandmother, and then the parents, and then the 4 adults service 1 children. And these children become so spoiled. It's anything I want, anything I like, I should have. Now they meet another loved one. They are same people. They are very spoiled bred. And then the 2 person waiting for the other person to spoil them, and they usually don't get it. So it's like, well, this is not what I want. I feel suffer. I feel painful. I better go back home, and then, you know, or I be myself. I feel less suffer. Basically, the idea and the education did not give them to understand the interrelationship, what it takes and what it needs, and how much energy needs to carry a family. It's very underestimation for these things to get that so shocked. And then that's why they start like, well, I cannot take this because it's too shocking. And then they just say, well, I give up. And that was become what happened today.
You know, a lot of people don't look at it this way, because you can look at, you know, what you do. You consult with management, leadership, human relationships. Isn't that all part of, if a man and woman met you'd have to look at the management of the relationship. You would have to look at the, you know, whatever leadership means, who's going to take the reins at a certain point, and the relationship between the two. I think when it boils down to anything that you deal with, it, whether it's business, it's personal, whatever, economic, all ties into the same thing, the relationship that you have with whatever the subject matter is that you're addressing at the time.
Right, people are really looking at things like, you know, they're thinking so much about business, they're thinking so much about what it should be, but come to a relationship, it's so unique. It's just two of you, you know. It's this universe is very different. It's like a wife and husband situation. It's like only two of you, and you have your own culture, you have your own way of love each other, and that is very different. But then to make it this come right, you don't really just counting money, you just think counting how much you pay, you know, how much we pay for the rent and how much we separate this money, 30%, 70%, 50%, 50%. You don't count that way. It's like a relationship is you have thinking you are one, and that's why you need to learn, because that's called the other half, you know, your better half. You both together as one. So you're not supposed to counting everything like you deal with business. It's not the same idea. You know, you both together as one. So two person together become one. Then you need to practice how to do that. And you have to working, acting, do everything, present everything as one person. So that's just very unique things in this universe. It's like such things, you know, called a relationship. And you need to learn to making this happen.
Ellen, we're just about out of time now, but I want to say something before. I want to get your website and where to find the books. But the in essence, there's another way to say that. A relationship is not 50-50. A relationship is 100-100, and that's realistically the way to look at it. Now, with that said, Ellen, website we can find you at?
You find me, the matchmakerofthecentury.com. It was an easy one. And then you want to find this book, The Matchmaker of the Century, you find the Barnes & Noble, you find the Apple, find the ebook.
Wonderful. Hey, Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much to be here. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.